Welcome to Shot in the Arm Podcast with Brett Denton, where he believes in maximizing your potential. It's your podcast for high performance, ultimate power, and limitless living. We get into life hacks, performance tips, and optimizing strategies for your life. So get ready, because we're about to get another shot in the arm.
Welcome to the Shot in the Arm Podcast. I am your host, Brett Denton. Today's shot is with Dr. Heidi Reeder, author of Commit to Win, How to Harness the Four Elements of Commitment to Reach Your Goals. Get ready for a heavy dose of generating commitment in others. Roll up your sleeve, relax, breathe, and let's stick that needle deep for today's Shot in the Arm. So Heidi, how is it that we get people to do what we want them to do?
Oh, gosh. Now you put it that way. Yeah. You're making it much more difficult. Well, that's the ultimate question, isn't it? Right? How do I get my ex to do Y? So we unfortunately, I don't have an answer to that specific question in all of its iterations. But I do want to talk about helping other people be committed to important things in a different way than we often think about it. I think a lot of times when people think, I want these people to be committed, that's exactly what we think of them, these people. You know, like, Why aren't these people, why aren't these team members committed? Why aren't these clients committed? Why aren't these kids committed? You know, what's wrong with them? And sometimes we take the tactic of shaming people into trying to get them to be committed through shame, right? Which sort of has the opposite effect on people. Usually they'll want to back away from us even further if they're getting the sense of like being forced into something. And so for me, what I started to reflect on was the research on commitment that shows what factors have to be in place in order for people to have a high level of commitment. And then if we want somebody else to experience the benefits of a high level of commitment, is, okay, how can we sort of naturally set up the environment so that those elements are at play? So that we're not telling them, hey guys, you need to be committed. Instead, we're setting up an environment that invites commitment naturally based on what we know from the scientific research.
Which I think is huge. So there's we talk a lot about environment and optimizing your environment for performance, optimizing your environment for success. And so I think even I don't care what situation you put it in, but put it into a business situation where, you know, the owner's trying to get his employees to buy in and be committed to the bigger vision. I think environment is huge. I'm glad that you said that. Go ahead, continue with that.
Yeah, exactly. Great. So let's just dive in here to the research now. Just so folks know that I didn't, you know, make this up or something. This is based on years and years, you know, 40 years plus research from a variety of fields like economics, social psychology, business research, that shows that there's four factors, or I call them elements, these four elements that just keep rising to the top in terms of the things that predict how committed people will be in any kind of situation. So it's not just in the workplace, it's not just in relationships, it's not just in terms of health, but it's really in terms of almost anything you can think of. Commitment to where you live, a commitment to, you know, whether you're going to keep taking this medication or not, you know, like a lot of elements could fall into play here. And these four elements that predict commitment to a strong extent fall into a little equation. And I don't want non-math people to be intimidated by here. There's no numbers, only words. The four factors are treasures, troubles, contributions, and choices. So if you think of it like an equation, commitment is highest when we really treasure elements of the commitment. We really value them. We see the real benefits and rewards of them. When we have a low amount of troubles in the situation, that is, it's not super costly for us to be committed. It's not overwhelmingly difficult to be committed. That we've contributed at a high level. We've been really involved. We've invested of ourselves, our time and our energy and our attention. And that our number of other choices, the number of tempting alternatives to this commitment, we don't see them. we don't acknowledge them. They're either not there or we're not taking a close look at them. And so that's what I mean about the environment is instead of saying, hey, you guys, why aren't you committed? What's wrong with you? And I understand that temptation. Like you really want to know, like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you more committed, right? Instead of taking that tactic, which will almost always backfire, instead do a little recon and find out what do these folks really value? What are they finding difficult? How could I get them to invest and contribute more? And what are their other options that I need to like stand up and show that I'm a unique option relative to their other choices? Because I think sometimes we want to assume that other people don't have any choice, you know, like, well, I'm the only workout club in town. Like they should not go anywhere else, right? I'm the greatest relational partner ever. Like no one should ever look any further but me, you know, but let's be in reality. People have choices. So how do we make ourselves the best option for it could be ourselves, but it could be our product. It could be our business model that, you know, they really can't get something anywhere, just anywhere. And it's something they're going to really value.
Yeah. And so when you look at that, it's very easy to look at that in a kind of theoretical way. But when you get it, you know, on the court, kind of what does that look like? And let's just take it for, let's say for a gym, you mentioned a gym. So how would a gym make this make sense for them in retaining and getting their customers and clients to really have a commitment to, you know, not only their health, but to the commitment to the actual gym itself and them being part of it?
Well, there's a lot of ways that you could go with this. So feel free to jump in here and help me out. I'm certainly not an expert on gyms, but I mean, I would really think about, okay, so how can we have something here that people are going to really value? Is it they're going to really value something about the way that we relate with them on a really personal level? We know their names, maybe. People seem to really like it when you remember their name, for example. That we have clean equipment, right? That we're easy to get to, that we have plentiful parking, that we're in a great location in town, that people's self-esteem feels increased because they're here. You know, you just want to think about, they're seeing results, right?
Got it.
They, you know, they're, you know, I don't know, throw in an extra skinny mirror. I don't know, you know, that's obviously a joke. But, yeah. But, you know, think about it from their perspective, not from your perspective, but from their perspective and find out what you need to find out about what are they really value about this. Now, how can I either change what I'm doing a little bit or really emphasize that for them? Really sort of let them know that I'm really glad to be able to offer those benefits to them. So that would just be the treasure part of it. And I would you know, try to focus on both. What will they find rewarding kind of in an extrinsic way? Like what would be rewarding for them externally? Like something's, you know, like I said, it's easy to get to, or it's, you know, that kind of thing. But also what's intrinsically rewarding? Are people feeling good about themselves? Do they feel valued? Do they feel listened to, right? Are they having fun? You know, these intrinsic rewards really can attach people to your, what you have to offer.
Yeah. And then so when you get in, and that makes 100% sense. So now when you get into the second half of that equation, the contributions and the choices, and this could be a gym or it could be anything else. But when you take the gym, for example, choices, that one's pretty hard to limit unless, and tell me if I'm wrong or right here, unless you are providing something that they really actually can't get somewhere else.
Boom.
Right.
Okay. That is it right there. That is it right there. Yeah. I mean, when I first started talking about this research, I would generally give the advice, hey, don't worry that people have other choices because there's nothing you can do about that. People are going to have other choices. Just worry about you. And I still think that to a certain extent, but I also think it's really important to do your competition analysis and say, okay, well, who is the competition and what do they offer and what could we offer or what do we offer that we just need to emphasize that other people don't have? So perhaps at a gym, you have a specialized class that nobody else is offering in town, but this one specialized class, right? Or maybe you have instructors that have some particular expertise or background that, you know, Taekwondo, or I mean, you know, it could be, there's a lot of possibilities here, but say, okay, what is our niche going to be so that we can draw from a general crowd, but really if people want X, they really can't go too many other places.
Yeah, so you make yourself basically a market of one. And then when you get into the contribution side of things, you know, a lot of the times that'll be You can look at it from an investment standpoint on money side, but a lot of times that'll then become a trouble as well. So,
right? Yeah, I see what it's you're saying. Right. So if what you're wanting them to contribute is money, then they could also see that as a cost, right? They could also see that as a troubling aspect of it. Right. So yeah, you want to charge a certain amount that you're not giving it away for free. Obviously you got to charge what you're worth. So, but I would focus more on what are the other contributions. Do you want to have, you know, we just made t-shirts for my leadership program at my university. And in retrospect, I'm like, why didn't I have a contest to have the students design the t-shirt? And then we would pick a winner, because that would be a contribution that they would be making instead of just me designing the t-shirt and then saying, hey guys, here's a t-shirt. You see what I mean? If you're getting people involved in the process, asking them what machines do they want, asking them what benefits do they want? Do they want to be on a community? What would you call it? Like a committee of interested parties that want to make the club a better place. Those people who are going to be on that committee are going to be way more committed to anything that happens at that club than just your random people who are a member there.
Yeah, and I think all of this, and we're just using a gym as an example, but I think it applies to almost any community or organization or something where you have people that are working together, because it's all the principles that go into it. And one of the things about involvement that you mentioned there was a study done, and I can't remember when or where or how it was done, but they were trying to figure out why some people stuck with gyms and others didn't. And it really came down to the involvement that those people had with that gym. And that can be the same in your business. It can be the same in your, if you're a manager of people. I mean,
absolutely.
Right. The more you can get, just like you said, like, it's just it's a silly thing that you don't think about, like, let's have a competition for a t-shirt. Well, then, you know, how much more invested did those people feel when they were involved in the process of doing it? Right.
Absolutely. I mean, it is something that we can tend to take for granted. And sometimes it's just the little things that can make a difference. You know, somebody's leaving the gym and you say, you know, hey, good job today, Brett. Look forward to seeing you hopefully later this week. Well, now this is generating you this sense of I belong here, and, you know, they expect me back. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you're kind of getting a little bit of investment there, and also a little bit of, you know, having a higher level of treasures as well. Took no time, took no effort on the part of somebody to say that.
Yeah, awesome. Well, if you could boil that all down, there's a lot of good information there, but boil it all down to one thing that somebody can take away from our conversation today and really shoot it into their day and help improve their day, what would that be?
Yeah. If you're thinking to yourself, I want these, whoever they are, people to be more committed, employees, team members, whatever, don't just tell them that they should be more committed. Instead, find out what is rewarding and costly to them and make some adjustment based on their answer. That will be a rewarding thing in and of itself, and you'll be moving in the right direction toward commitment.
There you go, guys. Make it happen today. There's your shot in the arm. Let's get out there and get after it. Thank you, Heidi. Appreciate it.
Thank you.